Dan Ayers is the guy who has to tell crabbers and clammers to stop harvesting. He works for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and he's been busy lately. Toxin levels in some parts of the southern Washington coast are 10 times above the safety cutoff.
I don't like talking to angry people, but it's much easier to tell them that it's closed, but you're safe, than to explain to people why we didn't close when they'd lost their father or their son or their child because of the ingestion of some dangerous toxins.
Oregon and Washington have shut down razor clam harvests. The $44 million Dungeness crab fishery in southern Washington has also been closed to protect public health. No one's gotten sick yet this season, but there are a lot of people out of work because of the closures, especially in the more rural coastal communities of Grays Harbor and south to the Oregon border. Ayers estimates the closure of the razor clam harvest has meant roughly $9 million in lost revenue.
You know, if you stood on the beach and looked out, you're not going to see any effect. But if you start to talk among the community and dig down a little deeper, you'll see people who certainly have been affected by this.
So, honey, you want a cup of coffee?
Sure. I think my cup's right here on the porch.
Tom Peterson sits in his kitchen on a Tuesday morning. Normally, he'd be out on his crab boat, bringing in thousands of dollars worth of Dungeness crab each day. But a few weeks ago, he got some bad news. The crabbing area was closed.
And I felt like throwing up. Basically, it was as I was sick to my stomach because I have a crew that fishes for me. Right now, they're out of work on unemployment. One of them's trying to make house payments, and the other one's got kids he's trying to raise, and they're just all standing on the sideline now.
We get in Peterson's F-350 and head down to the docks near his house. We're about 40 miles north of the mouth of the Columbia River on the Washington coast.
And these are all my traps here along this building. I got 500 of them sitting here.
Dungeness crab can sell for up to $10 a pound. That can mean more than 20 bucks a crab. And with 500 pots sitting high and dry, Tom Peterson is missing out on a lot of money right now. But he's not the only one. Six or seven empty crab boats dot the harbor around us. There's not a soul in sight. And this place would usually be bustling.
See this whole fleet here, these smaller boats?
Mm-hmm.
They depend on this part of the year because they can't fish the ocean in the winter. It's too rough and their boats aren't big enough. And so this is probably when they do 80% of their production and their business is from here to the end of the season. As you can see, they're just sitting idle with crab pots on their boats and nothing to do.
The Dungeness crab fishery here in Washington is worth upwards of $80 million a year. Oregon's is roughly the same size, but so far, toxic algae levels haven't spiked there like they have here. Peterson's been crabbing for 40 years, and he says he'll get through this. He's paid off his boat, and he saves money every chance he gets because of something a salty old crabber once told him.
You know, when I first started crabbing, I got on with this old sea dog, and he told me, he goes, Tom, he says, You gotta really pursue this, and you gotta work hard. He goes, every day you miss is a day you're not gonna make up.
The Department of Health regularly tests shellfish and crabs. When it's safe, they'll reopen the area for harvest. But for now, there are a lot of crabbers watching the days tick by with their crab pots drying in the sun. I'm Ashley Ahern in Tokeland, Washington.